Baked Nebraska. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Remember irradiation of the mail to prevent another anthrax attack? Some mail was scorched, some otherwise damaged, and there were complaints from credit card companies, electronics firms, and stamp collectors. In February, the Postal Service told stamp writers there would be no more irradiation of mail, except to a few government office buildings in Washington. So what happened to a valuable U.S. stamp mailed later that month from Pennsylvania to North Carolina? According to Lynn Stamp News, it was a 10-cent James Monroe stamp from the 1929 Nebraska overprint series, worth nearly $200. The orange-yellow design is all but gone, the glue side of the stamp stuck to the plastic mount, and the clear plastic of the mount melted. It took more than a month to make the delivery, too, so the speculation is that somehow the package was misrouted via official Washington. Insured mail isn't supposed to get lost like that, or ruined. And that's stamp collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.